You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, baby. Give it a rip, baby.
Yeehaw!
Well, the weather outside is...
A little frightful. It's cold. It's chilly, Steve.
It's nuts.
No, it's not. Minus 15. It's Canada.
I know. Bring it on, right?
Exactly.
Welcome to Dave's Corner Garage. Dave is under the weather today. We have a great show, despite that, because he's at home going, don't say that. With us today in studio is the winner from Dragon's Den, Jonathan Schlue. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You have got some goodies that we'll get into later on about, especially if you lose power in your house. This guy's invention that he won on Dragon's Den is just phenomenal. And then later on in the hour, who have we got, Al?
We have.
Read your script 42.
Thank you very much. We've got Dave McLean, of course, from the auto show, is going to be calling in, talking about different features that are at the show this year and some special packages as well. We've got Susan Gabusta, who's going to be on the show. She's not been on the show before and a very interesting lady. She's wears a number of different hats, and we'll tell you what those are after.
Yeah, especially because, you know, we have a lot of women that listen to the show, and Susan is the very first female president of the Canadian International Auto Show, and they have a tremendous new venue that is being set up for this year's auto show. So whether you're a woman or a guy, I think you need to listen to what she's going to talk about later on. And, of course, with the thousands of people who have been writing in on Facebook and registering on our website, we're going to be announcing today the winner of a pair of tickets for the auto show.
Exactly. He's a car guy. He likes to listen to the show all the time, and he lives in Niagara Falls, I think.
You don't give out his phone number.
Well, I won't as yet. I don't have it here, actually.
So, and we'll take your calls throughout the hour as you're getting ready for, it's only, what, a little over a month, and then we're into spring, right?
Well, exactly. So if you've got a car care question, if this cold weather affected your car and it didn't start this morning and you want to know what to do and how to get it going, you can give us a call. We'll take any of those calls as well.
You can hibernate.
if you want to get going, you got to get your butt out of the house, eh?
And, you know, for people who have had power failures with this kind of cold weather, Jonathan's going to tell you all about how car generator can help you, because it is probably the most simplistic, easy venue, easy to put in your car, and it can save your bumper, so to speak.
Really, there's really only one more piece of the puzzle. So in other words, you got a house that needs power, you got a car that you drive, only one more piece, and Jonathan's going to show us all about that.
So while we have Jonathan on the air, we're going to take your calls throughout the hour, and if you want to, by all means, go to cargenerator.com. You'll see his website, and as we're talking through about what the benefits are of this whole thing, then we can get your input into it, all right? So this is Dave's Corner Garage. So the phone lines are going to be wide open right now, and we'll be back with more of your calls and Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator right after this. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Don't go away. Grab a coffee. Maybe put some Bailey's in it or two, or maybe a brandy, and warm up. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, and don't forget you can hang in there. Facebook is not available today because of the cold.
Technical difficulties.
We forgot the camera at home. That's what it was. We have Jonathan Schlue in for the entire hour from cargenerator.com. Camera 42, over to you, Al.
Exactly. And earlier, you know, we were alluding to the fact that it's really cold out today, and the weather was really blustery this week. You know, there was threatening. Well, they threatened, and they delivered, actually. We had strong winds. We had snow. And especially in an urban environment, you know, wires are strung along the lines and right beside the trees. What a stupid setup that is, eh? Well, guess what happens? It's a recipe for disaster. What happens, John?
Well, you know, we get winds, we get snow, and like you said, the power goes out because a tree falls down and breaks a line, and all of a sudden you have no power. And you know what? Honestly, we all take power for granted. We're sitting here. It's warm. It's cozy. The lights are on. So you know what? If you think about it, sometimes I tell people, if you want to feel what it's like, go down to your electrical panel and pull that big switch. Everything goes black, and you actually feel what it's like to be, oh my God, it's like actually dark.
And it doesn't take long in your house or your condo for the temperature to start to drop.
You can feel the chill start to set in.
So your car generator unit itself weighs how many pounds?
It's 11 pounds.
All right. So I get home and I have no power in my house.
Yep.
What can you do for me with this thing?
So it's really, really super easy. Basically, pull it out. It's the size of a backpack. It's fully weatherproof, so you can use it in the snow and the rain and the ice. And basically pull it out and attach it to your car, start your engine, and you've got power. So it's interesting. People ask about generators, and you kind of have to remember one thing. The only way, when the power goes out, the only way to create power is a motor.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to create power unless you have a bicycle and you have a little thing on there. But basically, the only way to create power when the power goes out is a motor. And all we say is, instead of buying another motor that sits in your garage and you might use once every couple of years and you hope and pray to God that it works, why not use the motor that you already have? And that's really the biggest thing about this, is just use the motor you already have. It's clean. It's efficient. It's got 50 to 70 hours worth of power. No harm to the engine. No problems. It's an engine you've already got. So why not just do that?
How did you come up with this idea in the first place?
So that's a real good question.
Any wine involved at all?
Maybe a little
bit. That's okay. I prefer the Pinot Noir.
I had actually run a tech company for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I sold it, and we bought an Airstream, a travel trailer, and we love to travel in that. And then I was thinking also, how can I power, if the power goes out in my house, how can we stay warm? Because the one thing you need to do is to stay warm. So you know what? My mom has something. Mm-hmm. It's in the kitchen. And I thought of this the other day in the shower. This is the perfect parallel. So, you know the KitchenAid mixers, those things that moms make cakes and cookies and all these kinds of things with? Well, you can do that. But also, there's attachments. There's all these attachments you can get. You can chop food. You can grind meat. You can make fresh pasta. And it's basically like a little attachment that it attaches to this mixer that you normally use for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, the same way, the car, your vehicle is really, you use it for so many things. You drive to work, you go on family vacation, you drive the kids to soccer. Well, there's one other cool thing you can do with it now, which is it's a backup generator to keep your house warm.
So in other words, your car is the energy source, or the source of propulsion, so to speak. And what you're going to do is use that motor in your car that's turning your alternator to keep its own electrical system alive. And all you're simply doing is taking that AC electricity, correct?
Yep.
Or the DC current that your car produces. You're changing it into AC that your house can now use.
That's it, exactly. And it's interesting. We just got written up in an RV travel magazine, and the guy that did it did a really great job. He described it, if you buy a generator, if you buy one of those new fancy inverter generators,
mm-hmm.
basically what it is, it's an engine. It's a gas tank, it's an alternator, and that's an inverter. That's what's in there. So what we have inside of car generator, it's actually a pure, clean, high-grade inverter. That's what it is. So basically, you've already got an engine, you've got a gas tank, you've got an alternator.
Mm-hmm.
We're just using all that you already have.
And there are a lot of people who listen to the show who have, they have cottages up in Parry Sound, wherever they may be, Halliburton. And if that's for the weekend, you get a big snow hit, and then you run out of power. You bring your car down, plug it in, boom, and you've got power in your cottage.
Well, sure. I mean, somebody's made a $10,000 to $15,000 investment for their house in the city, and come the weekend, and they have storms up in cottage country. Well, that generator in the city is not going to do much help out of the cottage, right?
No, and it's really interesting because...
And you've used your car to get to the cottage, so you've got it all there.
You're exactly right. So... and it's interesting, after we went on Dragon's Den, we're just selling, basically at this point, we're selling them as fast as we can build them. So we just tripled our production plant in January of 2020, and we're ready to take orders.
And the proof is in the pudding. We're going to come up after the next commercial break, and we're going to talk to somebody who has a car generator.
Uh-huh.
He's going to tell you, rather than us saying, you should get one of these, how it worked for him. So this is Dave's Corner Garage with Jonathan Schlue. We'll take your calls throughout the hour. Stay with us, be patient, and we'll be right back. This is Dave's Corner Garage with Alan Gelman and Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator. Stay with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, and we have with us Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator, and you were talking about how so many people have used your venue in different ways, and you've got one of your customers on the line with us right now. Good morning. How are you, Fred?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Jonathan, take it away.
Oh, sure.
That's you. Camera four. When the light goes on, it means you're on.
For sure. So Fred is a customer that bought a car generator. He actually knew Dave originally as his insurance guy and heard about this through the show. And Fred's got an interesting story because he actually took this to a warm, exotic place. So Fred, tell us a little bit about how you what you think about car generator and what you've done with it.
Well, first of all, I was a little skeptical as to whether it would do the job or not, but I looked at it online and bought one, and I was absolutely amazed, first of all, on the ease of hookup when I got it down there. And by the way, how to transport it from here to the Caribbean or anywhere else? Well, I mean, it's smaller than a carry-on. It was just an absolute cinch just to take on an airplane. It's like a small, lovely-looking appliance is what it is. But when I got it down there, my daughter, I let her hook it up, basically, and it was so simple. We popped the hood. We attached the two cables to the battery, plugged in an extension cord, and away you go. There was nothing else really to do. No gas, no pulling of a cord to get an engine started. I can't tell you just how simple the whole thing was. And by the way, that took all of about a minute to hook it up. And, we tried it out. It ran the fridge, the television, and a phone charger. It did what you have to do during an emergency, and, of course, you have no power whatsoever.
Now, is that an issue down on the island where she is, Fred?
Well, the power is always going down. If you've ever traveled to the Caribbean, either you don't have water for a day or you may not have power.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, let's not forget emergencies like hurricanes that are down there all the time, Alan. Look, we had a snowstorm here, and I tried to start my my snowblower, and it wouldn't start. Hell, I mean, you want these things to work at the time that you need them, and this is no problem. There's no gas to deal with, no spark plug to clean, no cord to pull, no carburetor to adjust, no smell of gas anywhere.
Now, Fred, I can imagine is your daughter necessarily a technical person or somebody?
Not at all. No.
So you've basically proven the point that is that the car generator needs no maintenance, okay?
Absolutely none.
You don't have to pull on that big honking cord and pull your shoulder out.
No.
You don't have to worry about the gas going skunky.
And when you're done, you store it in your linen closet. Because basically what it is a lovely-looking piece of appliance. And it's small. It stores very, very easily.
Now, John, it'll work on any kind of car, correct?
It will, actually. It works on gas, diesel, hybrid, or pure electric as well. Things like a Nissan Leaf. We have a friend that had one at Halloween. His power actually went out in London at Halloween, and he hooked it up to his Nissan Leaf. Powered up all his Halloween decorations. They were the only people on the street that had power. So
really.
And it'll run your furnace. It'll run your fridge. It'll run the essentials of your house. So,
and you were saying, Al, you were saying before, it runs off your alternator, right?
Correct.
Wait, all you a lot do of people is, think it's a battery.
Well, as Freddie mentioned, all you do is you take the big honking, alligator clips and you put them on your battery. For all of us who remember in the old days when you used to have to boost the car, essentially it's the same thing. All you're doing is you're putting your black cable on your black wire, your red on your red. And again, as Freddie said, Fred, how long an extension cord do you normally have with that?
Well, it depends how far it is from where you have your car parked to, of course, bringing the cord inside. We bought a 100-foot heavy-duty cord and, brought it up into the premises where the into the kitchen where the fridge is, and we put a splitter on there, a power bar, whatever you want to call it, and we ran a TV, we ran a charger. We were just trying it out that day.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to introduce it to my daughter. And I mean, there's nothing to introduce, do this, do that, and you're done.
Perfect.
Well, you should stay tuned because now you need your own because you left yours down there, right?
No, I'm just going to give Jonathan a call. He'll do it.
there you go. Thanks for calling in, Freddie. Have yourself a great day.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.
All right. And later on this hour, Jonathan's going to talk about a special yep. that you can offer to everybody
Absolutely.
Right now.
Right, because if you're going to give these things away, you got to get a deal.
That's coming up this hour with Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to get to some calls right after this, so stay with us. Well, so much for Punxsutawney Phil and Wireton Willie. They should just ship them out and just take care of them, make a deli out of them. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to get to some calls shortly, and also Susan Gabusta, who is from the Canadian International Auto Show. First, Jonathan's going to pop in with a special for Car Generator today.
So we've got a really...
Feels like a telethon now.
How about a drum roll here?
Yes.
Well, we've actually got a pretty cool thing. So we've got special, an auto show special, which is happening this month.
Uh-huh.
It's $100 off, and it's $180 in bonus items. That's a furnace plug kit. So if you don't already have a plug on your furnace, it's a power meter, a 3-year extended warranty, and free shipping. And if you order it today, uh-huh. I'm actually thinking about this morning, whoever orders it today by either phone or online, you get a $20 Tim Hortons gift card that'll just be magically included in your package.
So and the number they can call.
The number to call, and that's only for people ordering today.
Mm-hmm.
The number to call is 1-800-750-4660 or cargenerator.com. 800-750-4660.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a number of people standing by on the lines, and we've got Abdul calling in from Scarborough. We've got a question about extended warranty. Abdul, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I bought a Ford Edge vehicle from a car dealership.
Uh-huh.
At the time, it was Ford 4,000 kilometers.
Yes.
But they didn't tell me that the vehicle was still under warranty. The warranty is good for 100 kilometers.
Powertrain warranty, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They sold me extra warranty. I want to know if I could get back my money from them.
Well, when you say they sold it to you, did they say, do you want it? Or they didn't ask if you wanted it?
No, they didn't ask me if I wanted it. They just tell me that the vehicle, if you, whatever it is, they didn't mention the vehicle is still under warranty. They told me that I will need extra warranty for the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And they sold me the warranty.
Well, I think what's happened here is that extra warranty gives you much better coverage, you see, because initially the 100,000-kilometer issue is just powertrain. In other words, it's motor and transmission. But this extra package they've sold you probably includes a lot of other things like gaskets, a lot of electrical issues. You know, very important these days that you have full coverage. So I don't think it was such a bad thing that you got it.
Okay, thank you for your call. Listen, we're going to go to... our special guest this hour, who is Susan Gabusta, who is the first female president of the Canadian International Auto Show, and she's in the line right now. Good day, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent. God, we're so polite today.
I could switch gears if you'd like.
No, we're just going to get your phone line up a little bit higher so we can hear you pretty good, and I'll turn it over to Al and talk about Women Driven, what it's all about at this year's auto show. Al?
Yeah, so your background has been with, you've been the president of the Toyota dealership, correct?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been in the car business yourself?
I've been in the car business for 26 years, and I've been president of Mississauga Toyota for 15.
But obviously, you've been aware of the fact, I mean, you can just look around and see that the industry primarily has been inhabited by males, correct?
Yes, you know, when... people are growing up, when kids are growing up, and consideration for the automotive industry, I would say we're only speaking to the guys and we're not speaking to the women. But there's so much more to automotive than just at a dealership and fixing cars or selling cars. There's a myriad of jobs, whether it's on the dealership level, whether it's the manufacturer side, or one of the vendors. And we are just looking for really great people. And we don't want to just be talking to the guys. We want to be talking to the women also to say, put us on your consideration list. You know, take a look at what it is that we do. And the only way we can do that is by starting to educate women, not within our industry, but outside of our industry, and start talking to them so that we start to open some doors.
Well, exactly. I mean,
make a difference.
The ones that are in already. You have to bring in new
Correct.
People, and you have to open up the minds of these other ladies out there who maybe never considered it. Now, how are you going to be doing it?
So at the auto show, we are launching a new brand under the Trillium Automobile Dealers Association called Women Driven. And the reason why we came up with this is, you know what, it's great. Our industry is trying to attract women, but everybody's doing it on their own. So, mm-hmm. you know, in their own veins of business. So we took a look at this and thought, why don't we bring everybody under one overarching silo
mm-hmm.
and... bring women in to our industry to invite them to this event, but their ticket in isn't a dollar value. They have to bring a female with them that's from outside the automotive space so we can start to educate and inform them about the opportunities within automotive as a whole.
Now, when does this event take place at the auto show, Susan?
It takes place on Thursday, February the 20th, and it's down in the south building of the auto show. And I'm happy to say, but also sad to say, the event is already sold out. So we're going to have about 400 people, but this is just the beginning. So I want people to become aware of the women-driven brand because there's going to be more things coming down the pipe. We had a huge waiting list, and unfortunately, you know, we're busting at the seams, and we only have so much room. So we're very excited, and we're looking forward to where this is going to go in the next few months, in the next few years.
Well, do us a favor, okay? When this event is over, which is going to be like next Thursday, let's try and have you give us a call back afterwards and let us know how the event went, because it's important, because almost half of the listeners to today's Corner Garage are women who not necessarily are in the business, but they may have daughters or going to school or looking for a different kind of career, and that's what you're trying to bring in, right?
That's exactly it. And whether it's women, young women that are coming out of school, or there are women, I have friends, you know, they've been working 5, 10, 20 years, and they're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. And they're looking for somewhere else to lay their hat.
Great.
Well,
listen, that's fantastic.
Pay attention to us and, you know, have awareness. That's all.
Have a great time.
Awareness.
Have a great time at the event, and we'll probably see you at the VIP night on Thursday night.
I believe that you will.
Okay,
I
great.
Will be there.
Have a
take
great
care,
weekend.
Susan.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
Well, you know, it's so obvious. I mean, the women have such a lot to say when it comes to, you know, as much as the guys think that they're the ones picking the cars, that's not necessarily the case. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the wife's input is just huge in most cases.
In anything. I mean, look around your house and honestly say, I had this much input in buying everything here. What would it be? Seriously.
Oh, well, all our new living room furniture.
Deb's listening, that's okay.
All our new living room furniture, our window coverings exclusively were picked by myself. And if you believe that.
Yeah, true. What else about car generator you want to talk about?
I'm just going to say, what do people use car generator for?
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people
What do people use car generator for, John?
Well, people use their car generator for gas or oil furnaces. So it'd keep your whole house warm for the home or cottage. So next month we'll be featured in Cottage Life magazine. They did a big article and a photo shoot on us, which is pretty cool. So you can use it for your home or your cottage. You can use it for camping in an RV. You can use it for your fridge or your freezer. Sump pumps or well pumps.
And that was something that we were going to talk to Fred about, because it is your kind of responsibility. You know, when your sump pump has no power or your furnace has no power, you're really putting your house at risk, eh?
You are.
Especially with a sump pump. I mean, the house that we had up north was very low to the water table. And when you lose power, we were coming back from Halliburton one day, and it was like, all the lights are out in where we lived in Newmarket. We thought, wait, we're just going to lose the air conditioning. Whoops. Sump pump's out.
It's big.
There's water everywhere. It was, and that's a lovely aroma when you have that sump pump water come back up.
Well, you watch the water rising, and you're like, oh, my God, how are we going to pump this out? And quite a lot of people have used it for that particularly. You think about the cost of a car generator is, what, $695 is an example, and versus the cost of even, like, the hassle of replacing all your basement floors and the carpets, or even if the power goes out, like a guy in Quebec, Bruno, he wrote up on Facebook about a review saying that, like, one, just a couple of days of all your fridge food going bad, how much is that? That's $500, fridge and freezer, and all your food goes bad. You got to throw it all out. So, you know, it can very easily pay for itself, as well as for camping, boondocking, RV, summer, all those kinds of things as well. So,
right. And can you run it off a boat?
You could. Some people have asked about that. Usually boat alternator, you have to check and see where your boat alternator is like.
Okay.
Usually they're a little bit on the smaller side. However, a lot of people actually use, just upgrade their alternators. It's not very difficult to do. If you have to change your alternator for another reason anyways, you can upgrade it, and then you've got tons of power.
Well, for example, I mean, you know, you're down at the dock, okay? You don't have AC power down at the dock.
Yeah, dock of the bay.
And you got work to do on your boat.
Yep.
And you got power tools you want to use.
Yep.
Perfect way to do it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like the idea of, you know, when Freddie was talking about it, you need your snowblower.
Absolutely.
And instead of going, vroom, vroom, get this mother going. You just plug it in and you're all set.
Well, and real customers, actually, some customers that bought from hearing me on Dave's Corner Garage. So Brian from Mitchell, Ontario, mm-hmm. he actually bought one. And just last week, a couple days ago, he hooked it up. And it's a furnace. How many watts will this use? A furnace. His furnace uses 377 watts. He's got a quarter horsepower Red Lion pump. That's 540 watts. So car generator is 1,000 watts. So it's very easily capable to do that. Another guy, John from BC, he mm-hmm. runs a transmission shop in Salmon Arm, BC.
Salmon Arm. Okay.
And he bought a car generator and he loves it. He's actually he wants to put up brochures in his dealership and everything else because it's just very simple and it works great. He actually may be listening. I think he got up early to listen to the show this morning.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous spot out west too. So the special today only is, once again, because people have been texting in and writing in on Facebook too.
Make sure to either call us today and leave a message or to go online and order it. And the special is $100 off and $180 in bonus items, which is a power meter, 3-year extended warranty, free shipping, and a furnace plug kit. And today only, mm-hmm. you get an extra magical $20 Tim Hortons card included in your box. So who doesn't love that?
Maybe some, you can get, what is it? Tim's got a Cheerios out now?
Oh, they got some special donuts now. Really fancy ones. Fancy ones.
Ooh, fancy.
You can taste it too. So take advantage of that special. We're going to get more information about what's coming out at the Auto Show, which is going to be breaking this week with Dave McLean and your car care questions. We got a bunch of people lined up in the runway. We'll get to them before the hour is out. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Yom Panyimini, it's a busy one here today. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got Jonathan Schlew in from Car Generator and a bunch of calls. Let's get to one, and then we'll get to Mr. Auto Show himself, Dave McLean.
We've got Elise who's overheating on line 3, or at least her car is, I think. Elise, what can we do for you?
Hi there. It's Lewis, by the way.
Oh, okay, Lewis.
You got a real problem out with that one. Go ahead, Lewis. Okay. What's your question, buddy?
I have no laughing allowed, okay? I have a 2001 Honda Civic.
Okay.
And it's overheating. I've turned on, I've done a direct contact with the relay, so I have the fan on all the time.
Yep.
But would I be okay to do a flush on the radiator?
I don't see why not. I mean, is the coolant disappearing on you or not?
No.
It's not. Okay, well... No. If you're going to be spending any time at all, I mean, the first thing I'd probably look at is if not checking, I would change the thermostat.
Because okay, and at the same time, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, if you're going to drain it, let the engine cool down, drain the coolant. I would put a new thermostat in first. That would be the mm-hmm. first thing to do, and then try to top it up and see what happens from there. Having the fan run all the time is okay in the short term to try to fix it, but what you want to do is, like I say, put on that. If you're going to be at the car store, too, and you're not sure if it's good or not, I may get a new rad cap, because if the cap's not holding pressure, it's going to push the coolant back out again. So I would do all those things first, see what happens, and hopefully it'll fix it. All righty?
Okay, now I have another question regarding the car generator again.
Sorry, about the witch?
Nobody's calling in, so why not?
Well, they're here, believe me. We just got to get really
sure. So what's your other question?
Okay, I'm legally blind.
Okay.
Would I be able to use a car generator?
All right, well, we're going to find out right now.
Yes, you would. There'd be, I don't see any reason why not. One thing you might actually want to do is we offer a cool accessory. It's called a Quick Connect Kit. Mm-hmm. And what that is basically it's a way that when the power, it attaches inside your car engine and at the battery, and it provides a plug. So you don't even need to know which is red or black in terms of hooking it up. Basically, when the power goes out, and a lot of people actually love this because they basically pull this plug out. It's very friendly. It's foolproof. It's just pull it out, attach it to the car generator, and there's nothing to think about. There's no positives, negatives, nothing. So I would highly recommend that. It's about $95 as an option. But yeah, absolutely. Call into Car Generator, that phone number, and be happy to talk to you and help you with it.
Perfect. No brainer. Easy to do. All right. Yep. On the line with us, we've got Dave McLean from the Toronto International Auto Show. How are you, Dave?
Doing great, gents. How are you this morning?
Excellent. How many days now? How many sleeps left before it starts?
Well, you know, it depends on where you start. I mean, we've got all kinds of different activities starting on Tuesday of this week. Of course, manufacturers have been in for over a week now, moving in cars, getting the staging all set. But mm-hmm. So we're right in the middle of things. But, you know, we open to the public on this coming Friday, but there's all kinds of different activities and events that are scheduled before that.
Now, besides new cars that, you know, it's not just the new car showroom, what other features do you have there that people are going to want to come down and see?
Well, you know, we always say that the cars are the stars, but we could go on for hours talking about all the individual cars that are on display. So there's a number of different things. I mean, whether you're talking about family features, we've got a big program set up for kids with Toys R Us. We've got a feature vehicle display from Disney in the promotion of their new movie coming up called Onward.
Okay.
We've got, you know, there's services that are presented there for families at Children's Play Care Center. So there's something, and that doesn't even include all of the different events and activities within the manufacturer's display. So there really is something for everybody at this year's show.
So even though I'm not in the market for a new car, there's still lots for me to see and do.
Well, I think our primary mandate is to keep that new car buying experience alive. So whether you're in the market for a new car now or 12 months from now, or whether you just bought a car, but you want to see where the auto industry is headed with all the new technologies and the different advances being made in vehicle production and even the way manufacturers are marketing their vehicles. I mean, it's just a different experience year after year. There is no 2 years where the show is the same. It changes.
Right. And on top of, like, you talk about technology and how it's advanced, you know, for those people out there who maybe are thinking about an electric car and have not had the experience, you'll be able to go to the show and actually drive one.
Well, that's a great point, and it's probably the most underrated feature up until today, really, this year, actually, of the auto show, and that's the opportunity to test drive an electric vehicle. We've got more than 18 models that are available from the various manufacturers that you can test drive right from the show, whether you register through the manufacturer itself or walk up to the registration desk and say, hey, look, I'd like to test drive this electric vehicle. What time can I get slotted in for?
The one thing I've been impressed about as well is the fact that, you know, it's not just guys in leisure suits there trying to sell you cars. You have an informative, really, like, people there who know their stuff. So if you've got questions about, you know, what accessories or what safety features are in vehicles, the people down there really know their stuff now.
Yeah, and I think that as a whole, the show takes on a sort of a neutral environment when it comes to sales. It's not a lot of heavy lifting, as you say, when it comes to people putting pressure on to sell. It's a sales neutral environment. People can roam the show, experience whatever it is they want to experience within the auto industry, and know that it's at their own pace, at their own leisure, and really up to them to decide what they want to do.
And we're all excited because we're going to see you on Family Day. We're going to be doing a show live from there, and we have a small little corner that you put away for us.
Oh, yeah, I put you in the pocket every year.
No, we really thank everybody. They've been great getting everything together, and it's going to be a big show. So if you can, join us on Family Day. We're going to be down there between 1 and 2 in the afternoon. We'll tell you more about that. And, Dave, if people want to find out more about what's going on, what's your website out there?
Well, the best way to pre-plan for the auto show is go to autoshow.ca. You can buy tickets online, save 10% prior to opening day, and certainly it allows you to plan out what it is you want to experience at the event. It's 650,000 square feet, so there's a lot to see and there's a lot to do.
Great. Well, if everything goes well, we will see you all on VIP night Thursday night, and we'll catch up you at the auto show next weekend for sure.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dave. This is Dave's Corner Garage. More questions to get to, and Jonathan Schlue's special for Car Generator just for today, Tim Hortons. Here we go, right after this. Stay with us. Ooh, I just thought I saw God come in here. My goodness, this is Dave's Corner Garage with Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator, and we're going to get to a call right now before we wrap things up. And don't forget, stay with us, because we have a special with Car Generator, and we want to congratulate Stephen Want of Niagara Falls, who won the pair of tickets for the auto show, and we may throw another pair in on Facebook, so stay tuned.
All right.
Go to it, and call the person by the right gender this time.
I will. This is Francis, who's on the phone, calling in from Hamilton, and Francis' transmission apparently is leaking. How do you know it's the tranny leaking?
Well, my mechanic put it up on the hoist, changing my tires, and the transmission case had oil all over it, or fluid,
and
he said, that's not right. So he checked it, and you can only check it on the hoist. There's no dipstick, which is a problem.
Uh-huh.
And we were down a liter and a half. And so every time I go in, he checks it. And this month, it was down 2 liters. The check engine light didn't come on. So I have no way of being safe and knowing what my level is.
Well, did your mechanic not suggest that you fix it?
Yes. We're watching it at the moment because we went for months and it didn't leak.
No, of course. I mean, when it's not leaking, it's not supposed to leak, right?
No, it's not.
What kind of car is it?
Ford Escape, 2014 Ford Escape. I'm wondering about starting with trying a leak seal product. Are they safe? Before I go to a transmission specialist.
Okay, and what's the concern there? I mean, that I think, you know, perhaps you should have another set of eyes put on it just to give you an idea of what possibly the leak could be. As your mechanic said, that it's going to necessarily be, you know, taking out the transmission and be a big cost, or could it possibly be smaller?
No, he thinks that because we can't see where it's leaking. There's no puddle on the laneway.
Uh-huh.
It's just on the case itself through some oily stuff.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's probably a transmission specialist who you're going to have to see if you're going to need a big fix.
Yes,
So I would suggest going by Mr. Transmission. They do offer free inspection. They'll lift it up for you. I'm not going to charge you anything and give you an idea of what the cause is and exactly what the cost is going to be to repair it. I don't see any fear in that. I mean, if you feel total intrepidation and you don't want to do that, fine. You can go down to the local automotive parts store, and they do have, as you said, like mechanics in a can. You can get like a transmission sealer. But yeah, whatever you do, don't go crazy with it, okay? In other words, follow the instructions. If it's one can per tranny, then just do that. Don't keep adding transmission fluid, because in fact, you can do more damage to the transmission inside. And that's the big concern as well, because if you do run out of transmission fluid, even though you may just have a leak now, you could end up causing a full rebuild necessary. What's the mileage on the car?
170,000.
Yeah, well, you're almost probably there anyway. So like I say, I wouldn't worry. I would go see Mr. Transmission. Just say, listen, I've got some drops in the driveway. I think it's the tranny. Give me an estimate. All righty?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, that was very efficient, Dr. Al.
Well, you see, I'm the one in the studio with automotive experience.
Okay,
you know?
I don't see a bus coming through here anymore. So he's not going to run over me right now. So Stephen Want, congratulations for the tickets for you won for the auto show. He's got a Beaumont. What do you say? It's a Pontiac Beaumont?
Yes, 69.
Yeah.
It was the Canadian model only. And he had pictures of it. Looks like he's got a big job ahead of him, though.
Oh, he'll be working on it for many months, which is what he loves to do. So, Jonathan, we're getting a lot of calls in right now. What is that special one more time before we head out of here into this lovely weather called winter?
So a special is pretty cool. It is basically $100 off, and it's $180 in bonus items, which is a plug for your furnace, a power meter, a 3-year extended warranty, and free shipping. And for whoever orders today only, you get an extra $20 Tim Hortons gift card included in the package. Now, two things to know as well. We provide unlimited lifetime phone support. So if you're not sure how to use your car generator, you're not sure how to hook it up, call us anytime, completely unlimited. And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not happy with it, we don't want you as a customer. So we're happy, more than happy to do that. So a 30-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Go to www.cargenerator.com or call us at 800-750-4660.
Maybe Francis will call back.
Well, exactly. Listen, if you've got a car, you can almost be assured that there's going to be a blackout at One Pine. So why not get one?
You know what? It's maintenance-free, hassle-free. Even if you leave it on the shelf for a year and pull it out 2 years later, it's ready to go when you are.
I want to thank Susan Gabusta for calling in from the Canadian International Auto Show, as well as Dave McLean, who's full of excitement. And then if you need more information...
I don't know what he's running on. He's running on empty. He's got
to
be by now.
I would go to Canadian Auto Show and see all the things coming up.
We'll see you next weekend, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.